January 19th. Since Brianna didn't sell a single chocolate bar yesterday, my mom insisted that we go back out again after we got home from church. I was like, just great. When we got to the first house, I rang the doorbell. "Keep quiet, got it?" I whispered to Brianna. She nodded and pretended to zip her mouth closed. The door slowly opened, and a skinny old lady with no teeth stood there scowling at us. At least, I thought it was a scowl. But I really couldn't tell because her mouth looked all sunken in, like she had just sucked on a lemon or something. "Good afternoon, ma'am," I began awkwardly. "We were wondering if you would like to support fine arts for children by purchasing a chocolate."
"Sick 'em, tater tot!"
the woman yelled at the top of her lungs. Brianna and I looked behind her, expecting to see a giant Doberman with one of those collars with spikes on it. Instead, a fat white cat with a pink bow poked its head out and glared at us.
"Meow!"
Then Tater Tot hissed, snarled, and charged. Brianna and I turned around and ran for our lives, screaming.
"Meow!
That cat probably chased us for an entire block. Although I wasn't exactly sure because I didn't dare look behind me. Hey, chubby cats are no joke, especially when they're angry. If you'd seen that crazy look in Tater Tot's eyes, you would have run for your life, too. Finally, Brianna and I collapsed on a snowbank and lay there trying to catch our breath.
"I don't wanna do this anymore," Brianna panted.
"Me neither," I huffed in response.
"Excuse me," said a voice from the sidewalk.
My body was paralyzed with exhaustion, so I just lifted my head. A confused-looking bus driver stood above us, fiddling with her GPS.
"Sorry to trouble you, but I can't get this darn GPS to work. Can you tell me where the nearest gas station is?" she asked.
"Sure," I answered, forcing my tired lips to move. "Just go down this street about a mile. It will be on the corner on the right." Then I lifted my weary arm and pointed north.
"Thanks a million, hon."
Suddenly the bus driver's eyes lit up.
"Hey, are those chocolate bars?"
Yeah, I answered.
"Can I buy one from you? I'm starving."
"You actually want to buy one of these?" I asked, surprised. "Okay, we have an assortment of..."
"Hey, lady," Brianna interrupted. "My sister says we're only supposed to be selling these to unsuspecting fools, but you kind of look like one to me."
The bus driver lady gave us $3, and Brianna grabbed a chocolate bar and handed it to her. She tore off the wrapper and took a big bite.
"Wow, this is really good," she exclaimed. "I need to get rid of all of these guys. Do you want to buy 59 more?
Brianna asked hopefully.
"I don't think so, sweetheart," the lady chuckled. "But I've got a good idea. Why don't you offer them to the passengers on my bus?
They're on their way to the Westchester Hills weight loss camp."
"Really?
Are you sure that won't be too much trouble?" I asked.
"Hey, they've been snacking on carrots, celery, and water for the past 3 hours and could probably use some real food.
Assuming, of course, they haven't morphed into rabbits and hopped off my bus by now." She laughed and winked at us. Brianna and I grinned from ear to ear. We were starting to think that maybe we'd hit the jackpot. "Okay," we said, and grabbed our bags of candy. OMG, it was a chocolate massacre on that bus. People were screaming and waving money in the air as they climbed over each other to get to us. Then they bought 2 or 3 bars each and gobbled them up like they hadn't had a crumb of food in days. We sold Brianna's entire 2 bags of candy in less than 5 minutes. I was so relieved that candy fiasco was finally over. On our way home, Brianna and I started thinking, maybe we could go into business together and get rich selling candy bars at weight loss camps. I'd use my money for WCD tuition, and Brianna said she'd buy a baby unicorn. I seriously thought about telling her that unicorns don't exist, but then I decided, nah. After we make our first million, I'll probably just pay for a really good therapist for her. I'm just saying.